And I want to welcome you to the I Want to Know More podcast for this week, the first week of February 2025. Now, this being a podcast, we won't break for Share-a-thon 2025 like the broadcast will. We will have a special podcast for that week, the week of Share-a-thon. And I don't know exactly what the Lord's going to have me do yet, but the Lord has told me that we're going to have a special podcast. It'll probably be an extended length podcast, something special, something the Lord wants me to do. And so I just don't know exactly what that is yet. But anyway, here in a few weeks, we will have a special podcast when for Share-a-thon on the radio station. All right. We're going to be in the book of 2 Samuel chapter number 10 today. 2 Samuel chapter number 10. We're going to begin reading down at verse number 8. We've already read this. We already preached a little bit about it, and then we sidetracked ourselves just a little bit and went and started studying Ammon and what was the deal with Ammon. And I hope we've covered some of the things. Ammon was jealous for a lot of things about Israel. They were jealous that Israel had conquered Sihon and Og, and they were jealous of that, and they kept trying to take that area. And so they were testing David to see how strong David was, so that they would know if they could try to avenge themselves on the Israelites defeating them just a few years before in the time of Saul, probably about 50 years before. And again, 50 some odd years before that is when they got utterly destroyed by Jephthah. And so these things happen in fairly short order. But verse number 8 of 2 Samuel chapter number 10, reviewing just a little bit. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel and put them array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will come and help thee. Be of good courage, and let us play the men for our people and for the cities of our God, and the Lord do that which seemeth him good. Now Joab is surrendered to the will of God in this matter. He said, let the Lord's will be done. Continuing on, and Joab drew nigh, and the people that were with him, unto the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, then fled they also before Abishai and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon and came to Jerusalem. Now, one of the things that we notice here is they went into the city. Joab left them there. So they've gone into the city. The battle, they defeated Ammon, but they did not destroy Ammon. And they're going to come back and try to finish the battle. Now, this city is Rabbah, which is the modern-day Amman in Jordan. Amman, Jordan, is the old capital city of the Ammonites. All right, verse number 15. Now, this is where it gets a little interesting. And these same Syrians are going to create problems for Israel for a long time to come. Of course, Syria was the immediate northern neighbor of Israel, on both sides of the Jordan, north of the Sea of Galilee. And so Syria was an ever-present problem. Now, Phoenicia, that is Tyre and Sidon, was to the north of the portion of to the west of the Sea of Galilee. But Syria was north of the portion, and still is, north of the portion on the other side of the Jordan River, the eastern side, that is now part of the country of Jordan. The country of Jordan has that area now. The modern day countries, modern day equivalent of Phoenicia is Lebanon. And then Syria is, well, still Syria. It's still the same country, Syria. Jordan is where the Ammonites and Moabites were, as well as the half-tribe of Manasseh, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Reuben that were on that side of the River Jordan. So on the eastern side of the Jordan is the current country of Jordan. The west side of Jordan is the current country of Israel. And so that's the geography here. The Syrians were going to be enemies of David for a while to come. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together. They weren't happy about getting beat. And Hadarezer sent and brought out the Syrians that were beyond the river, and they came to Helam, and Shobach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and passed over Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Shobach, the captain of their host, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. That's quite the statement. The Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. And the Ammonites were not quite strong enough to deal with Israel by themselves. But there was going to be long battles with both of these countries now. And it was all over a misunderstanding. David sent, and he wanted to honor Nahash in his death. And he sent to Hanun and said, I'd like to honor your father's memory. And the princes of Ammon told their king, Hanun, said, he's spying out to see where we're weak. And so they sent these servants, these messengers back in a very shameful state. And they stayed at Jericho for a while until their beards were regrown. But the Ammonites were like that. Nahash had said, to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, I'll put out your right eyes, every one of you. I'll put out all of your right eyes if you're going to have a covenant with me. And, of course, that is not something that would be easy to have a covenant with someone. And that was the idea. The Ammonites were very cruel. But that's because all of that world in that day and age were very cruel. The people who came after the Syrians, the Assyrians. Now the Assyrians, Assyria, is in the area that is modern day Iraq. And Iraq covers that area of the Mesopotamia, that area of the valley of the Euphrates and Tigris rivers. And Assyria at one time was the great power. And Assyria was going to be the great power in just a few years, thanks in no small part to the fact that Israel rebelled against God, which is thanks to Solomon not keeping the covenant like he was supposed to. Now, Solomon was a good king. He believed God. He believed in God. He did the Lord's will, except when it came to women. And he had way too many wives and way too many concubines. And just a big mess. And those women turned his heart. Those women turned his heart from the Lord. And so God rent the 10 northern tribes from him. I say the 10 northern tribes. If you count all the tribes up, there's actually 14 that we see here. Because the tribes that David's house is going to get is actually four. There's four of them. Levi, which did not have any land, so was not considered one of the, quote, 12 tribes, as far as land was concerned. Judah, a full-on, full-fledged tribe. But Simeon, which was entirely within Judah, and Judah and Simeon allied with each other to the point that the tribe of Simeon pretty much ceased to exist. And then the tribe of Benjamin. The Bible says to Solomon, says, I will give you a tribe for David and a tribe for Jerusalem. The tribe for David was Judah. The tribe for Jerusalem was Benjamin, because Jerusalem is located in the tribe of Benjamin, not in the tribe of Judah. So the 10 tribes that comprise the northern kingdom that would be ending up fighting the Syrians and would end up fighting the Assyrians a little bit later, the Assyrians would take them all captive. Those tribes, we've already talked about the southern tribes, Levi, Benjamin, and Judah, and Simeon. So that leaves us with the northern tribes being Naphtali, Zebulun, Issachar, Asher, Ephraim, West Manasseh, East Manasseh, Reuben, Gad, and Dan, 10. Those 10 tribes, you got, see, Joseph gets 3 shares of this. There were 12 sons of Israel, Joseph included, but there were 14 tribes, with 2 tribes of Manasseh and the tribe of Ephraim included. And so that can be confusing. That can be confusing, because you take away 1 for Joseph, leaving 11, and then you add back 3 for 2 tribes of half tribes of Manasseh and the tribe of Ephraim. And so it does get a little confusing. I apologize for a little bit of confusion there. I had to remind myself of the of the full list of tribes, because there are 12 of them, and it's not a list of names that I go through on a normal basis. So David is going to lose. The house of David is going to lose all this. And part of the rise of Assyria is God allowing it to happen, because Solomon went after so many women, but he saw it in his father, specifically with his mother, which is the next section of scripture we're going to be going into. And it is a tough section of scripture. But the backdrop is this. David has battled. He's battled the Philistines. He's battled the Edomites. He's subdued both of those countries. He has subdued Moab. But Ammon is rearing their ugly head. And David is sending the Nahash, as or Hanan, son of Nahash, as a peace offering. He's trying to be peaceful. He doesn't want to repeat the war of a little over 50 years ago. He doesn't want to have to defeat all the Ammonites. Part of the reason he was able to deal with Moab so easily is he had Moabite blood, because, again, his ancestor Ruth was a Moabitess. And so David had some claim on Moab as a descendant of a Moabite citizen. And so there was that family tie-in with Moab to help out with that. But the backdrop here is David is in battle. God is richly blessing him. David has gone and done good by Mephibosheth. And now David seemingly is going to be at rest. And he wants to build this temple. Of course, he can't. He's already been told by the prophet that he can't. But the prophet's given him saying, your sons are going to have a great dynasty, and your son will build the house. talking both about Solomon and about Jesus, way off in the future. And David even says, the Lord's talked about my family, my house, for a great while to come. Who am I? Well, David is getting ready to experience some things that's going to show him just who he really is. And my Christian life has had spells like this, where I thought I was really doing good, and things were just going well. Things were going great, and things were in place, and it seemed like everything was happening and just going right in a good order, and it's just wonderful things going on, and it just seems like there's easy sailing. Those are the times when we Christians need to be on guard for something to happen. And after battling the Syrians, after battling the Ammonites, and again, the Syrians are going to come back, and the Assyrians are going to eventually take away the northern 10 tribes captive. And that's all going to take place, and it's going to be a big mess. And the Samaritans is the result of that mess. And a study of the history of the Samaritans is very interesting, and why they were so hated by the Jews of Judea. It's a terrible thing that was done by the Assyrians. The Assyrians were doing it to control people. They were taking people out of their native lands and putting in them in lands and mixing them up to where no one nationality could rise up against them because they were all just mixed. And so they get called Samaritans, the ones that settled near the city of Samaria. That's how they get the name Samaritans. There's a lot of history here. And Syria and Ammon is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, had David not done what David's getting ready to do in the next chapter, and had Solomon not done what Solomon does and lets all those women turn his heart after their gods and away from the Lord God, and had some of Solomon's successors not done what they did, and had some of the Israelite kings not done what they did. This past week I preached about an anti-hero in the Judean kingdom. The kingdom of Judah had an anti-hero king by the name of Ahaz. I say an anti-hero. He was not doing what God wanted, but he was the very one who was going to get the blessed prophecy of the coming of Emmanuel that we find in Isaiah chapter number 7. And just a tremendous passage of scripture, a tremendous privilege to be the king that receives the prophecy of the coming of Christ himself, God with us, Emmanuel. Well, Ahaz was an anti-hero, and Ahaz was troubled. He was in Judah, but he was going to be troubled by the northern 10 tribes again, and they were going to take 200,000 people captive. That's a lot of people. They were going to take all those people captive, and they were going to cripple the kingdom of Judah, and they beat them in battle. They did not take Jerusalem, but they came right up to the point of almost getting there, almost taking it. They definitely defeated the armies of Ahaz. And this son of Remaliah, his name was Pekah, he was in league with the king of Syria. Reason. And so Syria was going to be a thorn in the flesh for Israel for a long time to come, and for Judah. Now, Assyria is going to conquer both of those. And like I said several weeks back, the Lord, I believe, had been keeping Israel safe by not allowing a large world power to come into play at that time in Israel's history. But now the Lord did, and the kingdom of Assyria, very wicked, very cruel. I mentioned earlier about cruelty. The Ammonites were cruel. The Syrians were cruel. Virtually all of the great military powers of that day were cruel. And they were very brutal to their defeated foes, whereas Israel was not. Israel was very gracious. Under David and under Solomon, the countries that they defeated, they just took for tribute, and they did not do the way that the kingdoms of the world do. And even today, the world is brutal. I mean, just see some of the things going on in the world today. How people are, laid off without a moment's, without a notice. And how things are very much brutal and cruel in today's world. It's a mess. It's a real mess. That was not the way of God, and that was not the way David was. But David is getting ready to set the stage for it. He just does not know it yet. There's some things has to happen first. There's some situations have to be undergone. And a lot of it, the stage is set by Joab not completely destroying the children of Ammon. And we'll see the consequences of that decision next week, the Lord willing. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for this week. The I Want to Know More podcast is a ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please write to Lamar Owen, Post Office Box 212, Balsam Grove, North Carolina, 28708. Again, that's Lamar Owen, P.O. Box 212, Balsam Grove, North Carolina, 28708. And join us here again next week for the I Want to Know More podcast.